CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Is it?
It's me.
And me. Are you two ready for breakfast?
Oh, unlock the stateroom door, dear listener.
Oh, honey, you do it, will you? I'm busy figuring out how much tip we're supposed to leave the steward and the stewardess.
Oh, hi. Well, good morning, Betsy. Good morning, Aunt Effie.
Do you see him?
Yes, did you?
Land? No, I've been busy packing. Oh, dear. Come here and look out the porthole.
Betsy got first. He went up on deck and came running back down to the stateroom.
Oh, boy, is that a sight for sore eyes. As I live, good old terra firma.
Oh, no, Bingham.
Terra firma is Latin for solid ground.
Of course.
Gee, I never realized how big the ocean was before. Did you mind?
No, I strictly did in 7 whole days of not seeing any land, really.
We're supposed to dock at Southampton about noon, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Daddy, is that land England?
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Gee, it doesn't look any different than America.
Well, what did you expect, honey?
I don't know. I thought even the trees would look different.
English trees, eh? Well, maybe they do. You can't see much from here. Now, don't you worry. You're going to see a lot of different things that you've never seen before. Now, look, you all go on down to the dining room.
I'm going to cash
a traveler's check and get some English money. Then at breakfast, I will try to teach you all about pounds and shillings and pence.
Overheard on the street one day, one lady to another. She's letting that house fall to rack and ruin, but why should she care? It doesn't belong to her. That's a common expression you hear often, variously applied to houses, washing machines, cars, almost anything you can think of. Well, I can think of something else that applies to more by work of hand than word of mouth. That's our America. Why not throw trash out the car window as you drive by? It's not your property. And why not litter the streets? They're not yours. Why bother to pick up after a picnic? You don't own the park. But think a minute. If you don't own the parks and the streets, who does? The city or state or federal government? Well, that's you, isn't it? And that property along the highway, that belongs to farmer so-and-so. Littering his land is like dumping your trash can on your neighbor's lawn. Now, would you do that? All America is yours to respect and to enjoy. So keep it beautiful.
Betsy, come on, eat some breakfast. Where's that big appetite you had,
huh? Oh, she's excited. Goodness, I am too.
All right. Now, come on, listen to me now. Yeah. You're not paying attention,
yes,
are you?
Yes, I am. 1 shilling is worth $2.80.
Yes. No. I knew you weren't listening. Mm. 1 pound is worth $2.80. A shilling is about 14 cents.
Uh-huh.
Now, here. Now, this is a pound note. Now, look at this.
Yes,
so you're all familiar with it. Come on, now. Now, this is a shilling.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This little one is a sixpence, which is half a shilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? See that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how much does that make it worth? That's half a shilling.
Half a shilling. Let's see. That's
half of $2.80.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, a pound is $2.80.
A pound of what?
Oh. Not a pound of anything, darling. This is... Look, you stay out of this for the moment, will you, Betsy? I'm not having enough trouble here. Now, a sixpence is like 7 cents of our money.
Well, I must say, it is certainly confusing. Sixpence worth 7 cents. Hmm?
Well, the way we can remember it, it is worth 1 cent less.
Don't think of it that way. Don't think in terms of American money. Think in terms of the currency that we're using.
Well, I have to think of what it's equal to. Otherwise, how do I know what I'm spending?
Yes. Honestly, it just seems like play money, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is not play money. If you start thinking of it as play money, you won't have enough to last out the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here. This is a half crown.
Yeah.
That is 2.5 shillings.
Oh, here comes Robert. I want some hot coffee. Don't forget, dear, you have to leave a tip for him, too, don't you?
Haven't you tipped him at all?
No, Anna. You don't tip until the end of the voyage.
More hot coffee, please, Robert, if you have some.
How many do we have to tip?
Well, you got to tip the deck steward, the room steward, stewardess, the dining room waiter.
You're tipping the head waiter?
Oh, I don't think you have to tip the head waiter. He just showed us to our table the first day, and he always just says good morning, that sort of thing. I don't see why you have to do so.
Tip a little now.
Oh, wow.
I found a little booklet, you know, tips on tipping.
Uh-huh.
It said you take 10% of your fare, and then you divide it up amongst the people that you have to tip.
Oh.
So the fare for each of us was $245, and Betsy's was half of that, which is, well, say, $122.
Uh-huh.
So the sum total of our fares would be $857. 10% of that is $85.
You're certainly not going to leave $85 in tips.
You have to leave 10% of the fare.
Oh,
that's for the four of us. Now, this is what I think. $20 to the waiter, say. $20 to each of the room stewards. $10 to the stewards.
I don't know why we have to tip that much to people we'll never see again.
No, I don't either. We all have the same room, Stuart. Are you going to give Joe $40?
$40? Well, I think that is far too much.
I don't know why I even discussed this with you. I'll handle it myself.
Well, I really think, dear, that you should not need to give
me... he had shipped the Latin in Southampton, wurden von der Bagage in der Hand haben. So the Welt der Räder kam worden vor 10 Jahren. Alle Passagiers, die der Wolfgang nach London, haben Mutten von Reservierung lassen kontrollieren den Administrateur. Danke.
What are you talking, Daddy?
That's Dutch, darling. This is a Dutch boat. Told you about a dozen times. Now you'll say it in English, so if you listen,
you know,
be quiet.
Dennis, I wish I could speak another
language. And then, the passengers disembarking at Southampton must have their baggage in the passageway ready to be picked up by 10 o'clock this morning. All passengers leaving by boat train for London must have their reservations checked at the purser's office. Thank you.
Well, there you see. Pretty exciting, huh? All right, come on. Let's finish breakfast and get our luggage in the passage, right? Then we'll stand at the rail and watch the ship sail up the English Channel to Southampton.
Daddy's hand. Now, if you're going to stand by the rail,
She's all right. Look, that's the Isle of Wight we've been passing over there on the other side.
Oh,
and you wondered what it was?
Isle of Wight.
I've been running around trying to get everybody's address so we can send them quickly, sir.
Yes, yes.
Goodness heavens, we've met a lot of people.
Aber die Passaporten klar für Inspektion. Danke. Attention, attention, the Border Patrol officer has arrived on board. Passengers disembarking at Southampton are requested to go to the main lounge to receive their landing cards. Have your passport ready for inspection. Thank you.
We just have to stand in line in the main lounge to get our landing cards.
Yeah,
Betsy, honey, come on. Betsy, now.
She's right over there at the window. She wanted to watch the gangplank being lowered.
Betsy, come here, will you, dear? Where's Aunt Effie?
Well, she was
here. Here we are, next in line, and they all wander off.
She's over there talking about
Nancy. Well, it's just wonderful,
honey.
You too.
Come on, dear.
I just wanted to get that nice new Ruby's address.
Not more for you. Yes, sir. My passport, and this is my wife's, and my aunts and my daughters.
Thank you. How long do you plan to be in England?
Oh, well, about at least 2 weeks. I'm on business, and there's a remote possibility it might run into 3 weeks.
All right. Here you are, sir.
Oh, goodness. Is that all there is to it? Just stamping the passport?
That's all. And here are your landing cards, which you will hand to the ship's officer as you disembark. Welcome to England. I hope you have a pleasant journey.
Oh, thank you very much. Did you call me, Daddy?
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine now. I was sick Wednesday and Mommy thought I had measles, but I guess I don't.
Oh, measles? Did you call this to the attention of the ship's surgeon?
Oh, yes, she's perfectly all right.
It was just that she didn't feel well, and we thought she might have them, you know. I mean, you never know with children.
Yes, I quite understand. Yeah. The child seems to be in the best of health.
Oh, yes.
Nevertheless, I shall have to ask you to wait over there, please.
Oh, but, I mean, you can see that my daughter's fine.
Yes. Please step out of line, sir, and wait over there. I will have to have a report from the ship's surgeon before you will be allowed to disembark. Just wait over there, if you will, please.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why are you looking at me? What did I say?
Why did you have to even mention measles?
Now, don't blame her. She didn't know. She was only making conversation.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, she couldn't have picked a worse topic. That guy is also a health inspector.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in a new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff-resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
All right, now calm down and sit down. Everything turned out all right. We made the train.
We made it. They held it up for us. This is a special boat train to London. Do you realize we delayed every single passenger?
Oh, I don't think they held the train for us.
No.
They're still putting on suitcases, so they were.
Well, they're not now. We were the last ones off the boat and the last ones through customs.
Well, we certainly didn't have any trouble with the customs. How they didn't open it?
No.
Just marked our suitcases with chalk and rushed us through. Yeah.
Well, I think the officials around here were anxious to see the last of us. Oh, boy, all that rigmarole of locating the ship's docket and filling out those endless medical reports.
Yeah, look, Daddy, we're moving.
Yes,
I can't believe it. I cannot believe I'm going to be in London in 2 hours.
What time is it?
Southampton, dear. And from what I can see, it looks like Gary, Indiana. Have you ever been there?
Oh, I love the train. It's so different, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? All European trains are this way, dear. They have compartments.
How do you know?
I've seen movies.
Oh,
dear. In fact, I feel as though I were in a movie right now. You know, actually, I kind of enjoyed the fuss on the boat just then. I got such a kick out of hearing them all talk with English accents.
Yes, wasn't it exciting? It looked just like a movie.
Well, you two are going to have a great time in England because they got a secret for you. They all have English accents. Now then, we will spend these 2 hours to London going over the money again.
Oh, really, dear? I simply can't understand it.
Boy, she doesn't know a pound from a shilling, but she's already got an English accent.
You're such a mean
fool, darling. All right, now we got to get this straight. Now, pay attention.
All right.
Here, this is a pound note, right? This is a shilling. This is a half pound.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Louis Van Ruten, and Anthony Kemble Cooper, and is produced by Walter Hart.